This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vote count results of 155 federal constituencies declared so far. Nepali Congress continues to lead the tally. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad claims a five-party coalition government will now be formed. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims to possess world's strongest nuclear force. Now, the news in detail. The vote count results of the November 20th elections to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assemblies continue to arrive. The results of the 155 federal constituencies have been declared so far. As per the latest updates, Nepali Congress has won 52 seats in the House of Representatives, while the CPN-UML has won 41 seats. The CPN-Maoist Centre has won elections in 17 federal constituencies. The CPN Unified Socialists has secured victory in 10 federal constituencies. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have each secured victory in 7 constituencies. Similarly, Janata Samajwadi Party has secured 6 House of Representatives seats and the independent candidates have won in 5 federal constituencies. The Loktantrik Samajwadi Party has secured 4 seats in the House of Representatives and Nagarik Unmukti Party has secured victories in 3 federal constituencies. Similarly, the Rashtriya Janamorcha Party, Nepal Mazdur Kisan Party and the Janamat Party are set victory in 1 seat each in the House of Representatives. Likewise, in Province Assembly, Nepali Congress has won 107 seats, while the CPN-UML has secured victories in 93 provincial constituencies. The CPN-Maoist Centre has secured victories in 54 seats, while the CPN-Unified Socialists has won 15 seats in the provincial constituencies. The Election Commission stated that the vote count results of 10 electoral constituencies are still awaited. The delay in announcing the results in these constituencies is because of the delayed vote counting in some constituencies and the counting not starting at all in the remaining constituencies. There has been a delay in the counting of votes in Bajura where the re-voting was held yesterday. So far, the results of Dolakha 1, Siangja 2, Sunsari 1, 3 and 4, Bajura, Ilam 1 and Udaipur 1 constituencies are awaited. The vote counting has not yet started in Dolakha, Siangja 2 and Bajura. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML is leading the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, the UML has garnered 2,364,124 votes as per the latest update. Nepali Congress is trailing with 2,263,254 votes. The CPN-Maoist Centre is in the third place in the vote tally in the proportional category with 984,915 votes. Similarly, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is in the fourth place in the vote tally with 940,238 votes. The counting of the votes of the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly held on November 20th has become uncertain in Bajura. The vote counting became uncertain after a complaint was filed at the Election Commission saying the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML cadres cast fake votes capturing the polling booths at different voting centres in the district. The Nepali Congress filed a complaint at the Election Commission demanding re-election at 17 voting centres, charging that the CPN-UML captured booths and cast votes in the name of those who did not participate in voting as well as who are out of the country. Similarly, the CPN-UML also filed a complaint at the Election Commission demanding re-election in 17 voting centres, charging the Nepali Congress of capturing booths and casting fake votes. A team led by Joint Secretary of the Election Commission, Tulasi Shrestha, arrived in Bajura on Friday after the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML filed a complaint at the Election Commission saying that the House of Representatives and Province Assembly election were not conducted in a free, fair and impartial manner. According to the District Election Office, Bajura, the team held discussions with the security personnel, voting officers and the political parties in the district and collected suggestions. Chief Returning Officer Thakaram Paudel said the team would present the report to the Election Commission and they would move ahead as per the decision of the Commission. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has said that the five-party alliance government will now be formed. In the meeting of the five-party alliance held in Bhairava of Rupandehi this morning, Home Minister Khand said that the majority of the alliance will be reached and the parties involved in the alliance have agreed to form a coalition government to improve the conditions of the citizens by strengthening the system for 5 years. Khand also said that this alliance will continue for 5 years. Home Minister Khand said that the top leaders of the five parties will decide who will be the next Prime Minister. Khand, who is a candidate of the member of the House of Representatives from Rupandehi 3, said that he has taken the results of the election with ease. Khand was defeated by Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leader Deepak Bohra. The Nepalganj sub-metropolis has launched a campaign against pavement encroachment in the town. According to Mayor Prasanta Bista, structures that encroach on the pavement and sewage system along the roadway would be removed. As the mayor said, the local government has already issued a public notice asking the people concerned to vacate the encroached areas. But the call remained unimplemented, forcing it to bulldoze the illegal structures. District Traffic Office Chief Inspector Himalay Saha said the move aims to systematize the traffic management system in the town. Now moving on to sports. 4 matches are being played today in Qatar as part of the FIFA World Cup 2022. The first match will be between Japan and Costa Rica in Group E. The game will begin at 3:45 p.m. Nepali time. Japan will be looking for the second win in the group stage in today's match. Japan defeated Germany, a strong opponent, 2-1 in the first match. Costa Rica, on the other hand, will be looking for their first victory. Costa Rica was defeated 7-0 by Spain in the first match. The second match will be between Belgium and Morocco. The match will begin at 6:45 p.m. Nepali time. In the third match, Croatia will face Canada, which will begin at 9:45 p.m. Nepali time. Both Croatia and Canada are seeking their first victory. Similarly, two European football giants, Germany and Spain, will face each other in fourth match in Group E. The match will begin at 12:45 p.m. Nepali time. The World Cup features 32 nations divided into 8 groups and will feature 64 matches. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said that his ultimate goal is to possess the world's most powerful nuclear force. The Korean News Central News Agency, KCNA, reported Kim made the announcement on Saturday as he promoted dozens of military officers involved in the recent launch of the North Korea's largest ballistic missile, the Hwasong-17. In his order, Kim said that North Korea was building a nuclear force to protect the dignity and sovereignty of the state and its people, and said that his country's ultimate goal is to possess the world's most powerful strategic force, the absolute force unprecedented in the century. He said the Hwasong-17, an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States, was the world's strongest strategic weapon, and that it demonstrated North Korea's resolve and ability to eventually build the world's strongest army. Protests against COVID restrictions in China appear to have intensified following a fire which killed 10 people in an apartment block in Urumqi. Many people have blamed the lockdown for residential buildings for the fire. According to news organizations, the largest of the protests took place on Saturday in Shanghai, China's most populous city and financial hub, and the demonstrations were also reported at the University of the Eastern City of Nanjing, and a small protest took place in the Chinese capital Beijing. The deaths have sparked widespread public anger, as many internet users have summarized that the residents of the high-rise building could not escape in time because of the building was partially locked down. However, city officials have dismissed the claim, but it has not stopped public outrage and anxiety from spreading. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province No. 1 and Bagmati Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province No. 1 and Bagmati Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature of 23.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote count results of 155 federal constituencies declared so far. Nepali Congress continues to lead the tally. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad claims a five-party coalition government will now be formed. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims to possess world's strongest nuclear force. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.